Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association joining us. We're back with Colin right after this.
No matter where you live, in a city or a small town, a townhouse or a farmhouse, your life is your life. That's why Farm Bureau insures the things you work hard for. With offices in all 77 Oklahoma counties, we're an Oklahoma company and always nearby. Visit us online or stop by your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau office. With more options than ever, we're the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted. Now, even better.
Mowing is fun with the new Hustler X1. And have you heard? Now you can buy a new Hustler X1 with no interest for 48 months. That's right, no interest for 48 months on many models. Now's the time to test drive America's number one zero-turning radius mower, Hustler, with models starting as low as $29.99. See your local Hustler dealer today. Test drive and register to win a Hustler Sport. Hustler, they're fun to run.
This past Friday, the Canadian government expressed its disappointment with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's mandatory country of origin labeling rule submitted to the World Trade Organization. Canada confirmed it's ready to move forward with the next phase of the WTO dispute settlement process on the rule, preparing with a list of products for possible retaliatory tariffs, including beef, pork, and chicken, among other things. NCBA's Vice President for Governmental Relations, Colin Woodall, says that U.S. cattle producers expected this action by the Canadian government.
Fortunately, we have kind of known this was in the mix for quite some time. In fact, when you go back to the summer of 2007, when we were actually negotiating the language that ended up being country of origin labeling, we even threw out then to members of the committee and to the other groups that this was a potential outcome. And here we are now, 5 years later, seeing that come to fruition.
Woodall says that the NCBA's members oppose mandatory country of origin labeling because of what it will do to the U.S. beef industry's trade relationship with two of its biggest export markets.
Here we have a situation where this labeling has not provided any value to our customer. All it has done is add cost to all segments of the beef industry. And that's an unfortunate situation for a program that is really just about marketing. Country of origin labeling does nothing for food safety. It's only about marketing. And really, when it comes to the basic function of building a brand and getting that brand out there, it's the private sector that can do that better than the government can. And when you have the government involved, you get programs like this that then have unintended consequences. Those unintended consequences are now the ones that we are seeing, and that is this retaliation from two of our biggest markets, which will now start taking money out of producers' pockets rather than putting money in the producers' pockets.
The list of U.S. products Canada's government has compiled for retaliatory measures includes other products besides meat and poultry. The list includes fruits, vegetables, cherries, cheese, wines, and much more, which Woodall says was also expected because in cases like this, retaliating countries try to make things as difficult as possible. Ultimately, Woodall says this has got to stop. Now, the WTO will look at this rule and make the decision as to whether or not it resolves the issue presented or not.
That could take a few more weeks yet before we see a final decision. Once that decision is made, that will then kick off into a formal process where WTO will decide exactly at what monetary levels both Canada and Mexico can retaliate against the United States with, and then we will see a formal list from both these countries.
There is one Hail Mary out there that folks that don't like COOL are looking at, the possibility of Congress repealing COOL in the 2013 Farm Bill. But that's a long shot at best. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got their Corn Belt Classic 15 Tuesday and Wednesday, June 11th and 12th, live from Council Bluffs, Iowa. They'll be broadcasting on Dish Network Channel 231, our DirecTV Channel 345, or on the internet, SuperiorClickToBid.com. 54,000 head will be offered. For details, call them 800-422-2117, 800-422-2117, or SuperiorLivestock.com. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.